I'm excited because I'm a big fan of the show Lost.
Mm-hmm.
I also love movie soundtracks. And one of the guys that's come on the scene recently is a guy by the name of Michael Giacchino. And he created the music for the Medal of Honor series. I even put out CDs for it. And we've got him standing by on the line. Michael, it's great to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Andy?
Doing phenomenal. It's great to talk to you. I'm a big fan of yours and always excited when EA is putting out a new game title with your music, man. It rocks.
Thank you. You're in Arizona?
Yeah, Tucson, Arizona. You ever been out here?
You know, I have been to Tucson. Mostly, though, I go to Tempe. I have a cousin that lives in Tempe that I visit quite often.
Now, let me ask you, Michael, how did you latch on to the EA franchise for the Medal of Honor series?
You know, I mean, it happened a long time ago. I was working at EA as a producer at the time, and I was producing some games, that one of which never got made, one of which came out. But it was at the very kind of beginning of the DreamWorks Interactive days.
Yeah.
And Spielberg was around a lot, and there was a game called The Lost World that we were making. And one of the producers who was a good friend of mine from the Disney days of working in Disney Interactive, he was producing this game, The Lost World, and he said, look, we need some music for this demo we're having for Spielberg, and can you throw something together tonight? Because we have a big presentation tomorrow. He's coming in to look at our animation and our character designs and all this. So I threw together this little piece of music for the Compi. I don't know if you remember the game, but there's a little dinosaur called the Compi, and they're cute, but they're vicious.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wrote a piece of music for that, and they had that in their demo meeting with him, which I was not a part of that meeting. And I remember being upstairs, and the phone rings, and it was my friend Patrick, and I was like, well, how'd it go? And he said, well, Steven wants to see you. Can you come down right now? And I was like, oh, boy. So, okay. So I went downstairs, and at the bottom of the escalator, there was Steven Spielberg just waiting there, and it was he introduced himself as if he needed to, and I said, you know, he just told me how much he loved the music and that he, you know, wanted to make sure this was done with a live orchestra and all of these things, and that kind of set the whole thing in motion for me and for my career, that moment right there. So, and then when Medal of Honor came up, he said, well, we should have Michael. Are we going to have Michael do this too? And it just kind of became my thing.
That's
so
cool.
So I was kind of, you know, like I said, at the time I was a producer in games, trying to become just a composer full time.
And he wanted that full orchestra for that, and you're still utilizing full orchestras for creating this, correct?
Absolutely. No, even at that time for me, it was all I ever wanted to do was write for full orchestra. I mean, and I just loved that whole aspect of movies. You know, that I grew up listening to soundtracks and classical music and jazz, and just live musicians for me are where it's at, and I wouldn't ever want to work on something that didn't have live musicians. Because there's just something not exciting to me about sitting in a room with a synthesizer.
Like the game, how does that process work?
Well, basically what I do is sit down with the team, and in this case, the Medal of Honor Airborne guys, you know, Patrick Gilmore, who was my main contact on this and one of the executive producers, we would sit down and they would do these what we call playthroughs of the game and videotape them. And then we'd make QuickTime movies of those, and we would watch these QuickTime movies of the different areas of the game that we decided needed music.
Right.
And then we would talk emotionally about, okay, what is happening here? What is it we want to feel? What's the overarching storyline? You know, the story is king when it comes to video games, as it is when you're working on a film. I mean, you have to be in sync with that story.
Yeah.
And the guys at EA working on these Medal of Honor games, that is their number one concern, is the storytelling and, you know, and the gameplay. Those two things are what make their games work. And that's what I love about them, is that they actually, you know, there are some companies out there making games that just care about the gameplay. But these guys care about both the gameplay and the storytelling. And for me, that's where I always want to work. So when we sit down, we actually figure out what is that storyline and how is it rising, how is it falling, and how can we, you know, hopefully create a musical arc that will lead us to the end of the game in a big way. Just a lot like spotting a movie.
Who do you use as far as your orchestra? Are these musicians that come from other areas, or do you tend to work with the same ones, like for some of the musical scores that you do for movies?
Well, yeah, like for Medal of Honor Airborne was played pretty much by the same guys that played Mission Impossible or The Incredibles or Ratatouille or you know, any of the other movies that I've worked on. It's a group that I like to stick with, and I've been working with them for a long time now here in L.A., and they're L.A. musicians, and they're kind of like hired guns, you know. Yeah. They come in, you need an orchestra, you have a group that you're close with, you call them in, and the great thing about it is they sit down, they don't know what they're about to play when they come in that morning. They've never seen the music before.
Yeah.
So when they sit down to record at 10 o'clock and when the light goes on and we start recording, that's the first time they've seen that music.
Wow.
They have to get it right. There's no rehearsal days, anything like that.
Do you do a lot of stings in it so that way when something happens in the game, it kind of jumps to that?
Yeah, we do a little bit of that. There are certain things that we know are recurring kind of events, and we want to make sure that those are highlighted in a certain way. Absolutely, yeah. There's definitely in sting, and sometimes it's more than just a stinger. It's a musical phrase, or it's a, you know, there's different ways to handle it depending on what it is.
I remember the first time I played the series. It was one of those where the music actually gives you, and it helps. It gives you the goosebumps when you do something that is good, or you reach that point in the game where you've completed. You know, it's,
right? Exactly.
It's a great feeling.
You know, that's it. You know, music is the great. It helps you decide what you're feeling, right?
Yeah.
So you could go wrong in so many ways writing music, and that's the tightrope act. You want to make sure that whatever that emotion is you're locking into is exactly what needs to be communicated for the game, you know. And so, like I said, it's you could go left or right at any time, but the idea is just be true to the game and the story, because it's easy to kind of just say, oh, I like what I'm doing here, so I'm just going to go off on this tangent. So you got to always stop yourself from that.
Well, the music was so well received with the first title. I remember they actually put out a CD.
Yes,
for
yes.
That. Are they going to be doing the same for Airborne?
Well, they put out CDs for all of them, and then for Airborne, it's up on iTunes.
I got to tell you, I went out and I purchased the MI3 soundtrack. Great score.
Oh, thanks.
On that. I really like that. I'm also a big fan of Lost. Are you still involved in that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just got back from Hawaii, where I was working with the Honolulu Symphony last Saturday night. This past Saturday, we did a whole night of Lost music with
Ooh.
The Honolulu Symphony.
Oh, I got goosebumps. That's cool.
Yeah, so that was an amazing time, because there we were in Hawaii, outdoors, underneath their Hollywood Bowl type shell, and with the wind blowing and just the moon is shining. I mean, it was just an amazing setting. So that was the first time we ever did that for the show, and it was pretty exciting.
Is it tough for you as the composer for the music when people know that you do this, that you have to field the calls from them saying what's happening in next season?
Oh, everyone always asks if I know that. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I just saw on some blog yesterday, one of my assistants pointed it out to me that they were having a discussion, how much does Michael Giacchino know, you know? How much does he know? And do you think he's lying when he says he doesn't know anything?
That's funny.
And the truth is, I don't know anything, and I don't want to know anything, because I feel like my writing needs to be in the moment of the story. And if I know what's happening ahead of time, I'll subconsciously, I could give that away in the music, or, you know. So my goal is to always be as kind of in the moment as the characters are, you know, and I think it works best that way. So, yeah, I know nothing.
It just creates and adds to the suspense. It's great stuff, and I'm looking forward to seeing it in the game title as well, Medal of Honor Airborne. And, Mike, I got to tell you, it's great to talk to you. And if you ever do come out to Tucson, we're treating you to a steak dinner if you want to come
all
out.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you.